of green, red roses too. I see them bloom.
Hello, this is Ed Cohen, editor and publisher of GlobalBusinessNews.net. And your host on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com. So today we're going to be talking about something quite relevant. It's about office politics. It's about corporate culture. And we have an excellent expert. Edward G. Brown is based in Southern California, and he is the author of a book called The Time Bandit Solution, Recovering Stolen Time You Never Knew You Had. Is also an expert in culture change within organizations. Let's say hello and welcome to Edward G. Brown.
Hello, Ed. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so quickly, what do you do? What is your career?
My career is in this connection in Cohn Brown Management Group. It's been around 38 years. And what we do is help corporations change their culture. Since we specialize in sales culture, we teach them how to change their administrative operations and service-driven cultures into proactive sales and service cultures, thus enabling banking institutions, by example. We are the largest provider of sales culture training to banks around the world. Enabling banks to become more profitable than they might otherwise. When we started 38 years ago and we talked about sales culture, banks thought we were discussing an oxymoron, that the concept of a sales culture inside of a bank seemed ridiculous to them. And thus, we were up against a number of major challenges, converting negative attitudes into positive attitudes about sales versus just service was our biggest challenge.
Well, let me ask you a question here. This is all about psychology, isn't it? Not only consumer psychology, but customer psychology.
It is a customer psychology and understanding customer buying behavior. And to that end, understanding customer buying behavior means knowing how to identify what a customer wants and needs versus becoming pushy. And thus, we always present consultative relationship management selling versus pushy or assumptive selling as a way forward.
So how does this relate now to office politics?
Well, corporate culture refers to the belief in the behaviors that determine how company employees and management interact and handle business transactions while they grow their public image, called brand management. Office politics, on the other hand, are the strategies and tactics that are therefore considered by behavioral experts as nefarious.
Go a little deeper.
If office politics are more important to the individuals that run that office than the brand of the culture, that means the personnel are being selfish and self-serving. If they put themselves ahead of the greater good, all they are looking for is ways to get more personal recognition, promotion, and compensation. Hence, we experts consider that behavior nefarious and undesirable, and so do the Wall Street analysts.
So, from a perfect world point of view, if there is such an animal, how do you avoid getting swept up into office politics? Is there a way to avoid it?
It's unavoidable, Eddie. It's totally unavoidable. Politics, psychology, and function. That's the way of the world. Politics rule everything in business. And it's something you learn to live with and adjust to. And if you're not good at office politics, you better get good at office politics. no matter how traditional you are, no matter how idealistic you are. I am, and I'm not a politician, but I nevertheless teach how to deal with office politics, which I'm hoping I can do on this discussion we're having now.
So office politics in plain English means dealing with people's needs and wants in a business structure, right?
Dealing with the individual needs and wants of selfish employees who care only what's in their personal best interest rather than what's in the best interest of the culture of a company and its clients.
Okay, so the customer is down the list. It's self-interest.
It's
that
self-interest
rules.
That's number one.
Right. Okay, so now people aren't, or are they blatant? Is it okay to be blatant?
Well, it's okay, I suppose, for the politicians, but it's not okay for senior management if senior management becomes deprived of the kind of service and support from employees that they want to grow their corporate culture and to better manage their brand.
So there's no such thing as not getting swept up. You're in it, whether you like it or not.
Yes, but you if you're a manager and you're seeking to bring about culture change, what you must do is be aware of the fact that there are culture change ninjas who become famous for their motto, "Don't worry, this too shall pass."
Okay, so
for this reason, the very term office
yeah.
politics have a negative connotation, Eddie.
And so it's played by men and women, right? There's no...
Oh, yes.
Everybody does.
It's not gender sensitive in any way.
Okay, and so do women do it differently than men?
Well, some have said that they use femininity to their advantage. But I don't think so. Nowadays, the most important leaders, most influential leaders are women, just as much as men. It's 50-50, Eddie.
Yes, okay. So now, are there steps to learn how to do this, how to play politics, how to keep in mind how not to play, but play?
Yes. Know how to sell. Know how to sell consultatively and recognize that in a sale, there are three components: creating an interest, overcoming objections, and then closing. Since objections are the royal road to closing, objections are not always objectionable.
So objections to a way of doing things or objections to the objective?
The first thing that I think your listeners must recognize, once again, is objections are not objectionable. In fact, if there are no objections to an idea or concept, that means the buyer isn't paying attention. They're just detached or disinterested. And so when you present your ideas, it's very wise to prescript what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. I call this communication arts and skills. And in the study of communication arts and skills, there are two major components. One is knowing what you're going to say and knowing how you're going to say what you say. Knowing how to say what you're going to say means you have to understand style. Style means body language, focusing on the individual and listening to what they have to say, and using, in that connection, effective listening techniques.
Interesting. Now, what about cross-culture? Is it the same in different cultures?
I think whenever the challenge is selling a good idea to someone and getting them to buy the idea, whether it's cross cultures in companies that have a combination of many different divisions. Financial institutions are the best example because of something I call siloism. That if you go to a bank and they have a trust department, a retail department, a commercial loan department, mortgage department, an insurance division, and you wonder if they work together as a team, the answer is they don't. They're very siloed. What someone like Cone Brown does in a situation like that is try to bring about one team, or what I call one bankism. It's hard and challenging because of psychology and because of politics. But it's doable.
Okay, so in your experience with, say, Merrill Lynch or Royal Bank of Canada, Wells Fargo, are they all alike?
Oh, it's so much alike. A banker is a banker. I'm in 50 countries, translated into 15 languages, I can tell you. A banker in Kuala Lumpur or in Brooklyn, pretty much the same. They have same ideals and the same challenges, and they all want to satisfy customer needs.
Okay, so oftentimes people might be speaking English, but they are not communicating clearly, right?
They could be communicating clearly, but not be likable, not be charismatic, and not use certain very important psychotherapeutic techniques that I call transcending a negative environment and making it a positive environment. Using courage to render an idea or an opinion that may not be popular, and knowing how to sell that idea and make it popular as a matter of not just communication arts and skills, it's also knowing how to overcome objections.
Now, in terms of your website, the Cone Brown Management Group, that's ConeBrown.com, right?
Yes. It's ConeBrownManagementGroup, .com.
I want you to talk more about the time bandit.
A time bandit steals your time. And time is so precious, Eddie. It's the most precious commodity we have. And knowing how to identify a time bandit and approach them and persuade them to go along with what I call a mutual time lock agreement is a matter of science. It's doable. Knowing what to say and how to say what to say to the time bandit will get his cooperation or her cooperation. And you'll add from 40 to 60% of increased productivity to your life in business, because in the surveys and in the focus groups that we've conducted, we have learned that 2 to 5 hours a day, or 40 to 60% of our time, is wasted by unwanted, unnecessary, and completely unproductive interruptions. The book is so important. I'm making the book available to your listeners for free. All they need to do is log in to stwm.com, and it's theirs for free. Just answer the questions that I've asked, and some of them can qualify for videos as well that are free.
So what is behavioral embedding?
We've been told by banks around the world and other industrial clients that behavioral embedding is the most important thing that we teach. Just imagine paying a fortune for training and nothing sticks, versus teaching the trainees how to sustain peak performance forever. People have said to me, Ed, why should I pay for training that doesn't stick? then what we therefore do is overcome the problem of behavioral embedding deficits by teaching how to make it stick.
So we're talking about execution, action.
Yes. Executional excellence is what we call the chariot of genius.
Chariot of genius. Wow, I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's terrific. Okay, so, sir, give me that website again where people can get the book. It didn't come through clear.
Okay, S is in Sam, T is in
yep.
Tom, W as in work, STWM is in Mary, .com.
TWM.com. And you get a free ebook and some guidance.
Yes, and if you want the hardcover, you can ask for it. Just answer the questions that they'll find on the website. They can have the ebook, a hardcover book, and or they can have a video if they have a corporation with many people and they want to change behavior with critical mass.
So CAS refers to communication arts and skills. Now, this
Correct.
Is an offsite, a lab of some kind, right?
It's a lab I run personally, yes.
All right. And so what is the small groups?
Yeah, small or large groups. It doesn't matter. Size
and
is not
so
important.
This is Communication Arts and Skills Lab teaches
right.
that analyzing what? Clients' and prospects' needs is the ultimate form of differentiated consultative service. That's a lot of words, sir. In simple language, what does that mean?
It means you have to know what to say to generate an interest from a prospect, and then you have to know how to say what to say. And these are very attainable skills. Learning what to say is easily achieved, and knowing how to say what to say is really style. It's the way you say things that make a huge difference in your success or failure in persuading someone to accept your point of view.
So this is a technique that's, well, I guess lawyers use it for sure, but also in, I bet, call centers use this.
Call centers, in fact, are my favorite clients, and yes, indeed, they use it.
This is something that's really important in all kinds of communications, not just in banks.
Yes, indeed.
I would think it's important in a marriage situation.
Very important in a marriage. I've been married for 35 years, and I've been working on communicating with my wife for 35 years.
It's been a delight speaking with you, sir.
It's been my delight.
I hope to meet you.
I'd love to meet you.
And really follow up. Our meeting is in downtown L.A. on November 4. It's a benefit for the Orthopedic Children's Hospital,
mm-hmm.
and a UCLA affiliate located near Staples Center. Our meeting is about Workforce 2020 and Workplace 2020. And we're putting together that program now. So if it's okay, I'd like to send you a link so you could learn more about
Please
it.
Please do, Eddie, and I'll be delighted to work with you on this wonderful project. I'd like to do that very much.
That's very nice. We've been talking with Edward Brown from ColinBrown.com. He's the author of The Time Bandit Solution, Recovering Stolen Time You Never Knew You Had. World-famous corporate culture consultant, and the reality here is about office politics, but it has a lot to do with everyday communications. This is Ed Cohen, editor, globalbusinessnews.net, and your host on globalradiotalkshow.com, signing off from San Diego.
Yes, I think to myself,